Yeah, it's definitely serious. Like I said, I'm not going to – if I can't go, I won't. But, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to go out there and perform this week. But, like I said, we'll see what happens throughout the week as the week progresses.
Seems like we're talking about this every week with guys, but like LaRon's case and Clint, I mean, they've had some serious ones.
Yeah.
Does it change the way you approach the game at all? I mean, I know you can't allow it to, but are you concerned that it might?
Approach the game? No. I'm going to play the same way I've been playing, run, catch and run. So, try to make guys miss, and, you know, you can't worry about that. That's how guys get hurt, in my opinion. So, I'm going to go out there and play like I've been playing.
How miserable was the last week or so?
I had to be at home by myself in the dark room, or you know, I had to watch the game at home. That's the most miserable part, watching the game on TV. I couldn't even come to the stadium, so, you know, because of the loud noises and stuff. But it was frustrating, but, you know, I'm feeling better now, so.
Had you ever had a concussion before this?
No, it was my first one. My first one.
And did you know when you got hit that something was...
I was asleep, so when I got hit, I was out for about 5 seconds, and I got up like, yeah, I got hit pretty hard, and then you know, I went on from there. So,
did you talk to LaRon at all about how to recover?
I did talk to LaRon. There's no special way to recover. It's not like, you know, an elbow or a foot or something like that. You can ice it, come in, get treatment 3-4 times. You just got to rest. You just got to rest, and that's the biggest thing: of resting the brain and going from there.
You were on such a roll going into before you got hurt. You eager to kind of just pick up where you left off?
Absolutely. That's what I plan on doing whenever I get back out there. So looking forward to it.